bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin, but they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater for this special one-shot edition of Good Strong Hands. My name is Aaron, and I am the GM.
This is Jeff, and I'm playing Cinch the Rope, now dead. How the rope dies, I don't know.
This is Johnny playing Graham the Wolf, now dead. Again.
And this is Jeremy playing the Imp Crichton, dead as well.
And this is Jordan, and I am playing the dead Stonekin Jasper.
And when we left off, it was a total party wipe, and we're going to be re-rolling characters. No, I'm kidding. As you guys have been
murdered.
Foully.
No, you were poisoned to almost near death, mostly dead. Your spirits are now in the afterworld.
Are we going to get a mutton, lettuce, and cheese sandwich after this?
Yes. It's only mostly dead.
And, of course, you guys were killed, so that way you could go do battle against the undead scions of the void, which sounds kind of fun, to be honest. I mean, not the dying part, but, like, the undead scions of the void. So, that is what you are on your way to do. As you open your spiritual eyes, what is the first thing that stands out to you, Johnny, about the spirit realm?
The fact that everything glowy.
Everything is glowy.
Is that different from what you've seen previously?
Yeah.
You've died?
Yeah, no, usually when I die, it's blackness, and then I wake up.
It's very quick.
Yeah.
Again,
at least from my personal point of view, it's very quick, at least.
Yeah. So yeah, everything is glowing. As a matter of fact, one of the things that glows pretty brightly across the field are the Sorrowsworn roses. All those really bright red roses on this side are really bright balls of light. You can kind of feel a spiritual intensity emanating off of them.
Can I describe what I see?
You can describe what you see. I'm nervous that you asked this, but yes.
The arch of blood through the sky is not glowing, but pitch black, drawing the light from around it.
Yeah, I can get behind that. You can kind of also see where it meets the lake of blood. It's very dark over there, too. It looks like the area around it is almost like it's drawing the light in from everything else.
Yeah.
Making that area, that whole area, darker. As you stand there and start to take in the area around you, a ghost, sylph ghost, flies up in front of you and stops and says, "Oh, good, good. You guys made it. Did you lose anybody this time?"
"What? This time? You were expecting us?"
"Yes.
Who are you?"
"My name's Silianza. Aura said you'd be joining me over here."
"I thought it was just us."
"I mean, was it just you?"
"Yeah."
"Okay."
"He means on this side, just us."
"As in, Aura just sent the four of you?"
"Yes."
"Okay. Okay, that's good."
"What do you mean by this time?"
"Some of the time, when people try to cross, they can't."
"Then what happens?"
"I don't know, they just don't make it."
"It's pretty easy to die."
"Dying is the easy part. It's the coming back awake that can be difficult."
"I got this."
"I do too, actually."
So there's some people that don't make it to this side? There's people that don't make it back?
"That don't make it to this side."
"But the people that don't make it back to the other side?"
"I don't know. I've never tried to talk to them when they're on the other side. You know, because I'm stuck on this side. Since I'm a ghost and all."
"Okay."
"I guess Aura didn't warn you, but I mean, she is one of her kind.
Crichton kind of glares at the...
As in, you guys just are tricksome.
We're not brownies.
But you're not also forthcoming completely. There's nothing against you, it's just...
You. Most people just don't take the time to listen to what we have to say.
You are probably correct. I'm willing to bet that Aura would have been happy to tell you that you might stay dead before you crossed.
No, we asked about that.
Well, doesn't matter anyway. You made it. I am here to help you find the Sirens.
They're not just out here in the field?
Well, that's the easy way.
What's wrong with the easy way?
Because the Scions may not show up by themselves. There's a whole spiritual realm of ghosts that will show up to fight with them if they're pressed. I think if we find them in their lair, it might be a little bit easier.
But not easier at the same time. You said the easy way was just to go out to the field.
The easy way to find them.
Okay.
So what's the not easy way?
Well, they're hiding when they're not rampaging. They're hiding at the High Mound. They're tormenting the heroes. They should be there right now.
So we gotta trudge back across
where we just came from.
It's a little bit faster on this side, I can show you. What you find is that as you take a step, you actually almost can step to where you can see. It's almost like five steps in one. It's big, long, huge steps. You can't just teleport across the field, but you're making pretty good strides.
This is going to sound like a dumb idea, but is the river available on this side?
Yeah.
Well, if we're already dead, we might as well just throw ourselves into the river and float down to the lake and then...
The river does not quite flow that direction.
Yeah, I thought it flowed on the north side.
Yeah.
We want to get to the middle.
Yes. So my thought is go to the lake and then ride the bloodline.
The bloodline comes the other way.
Yeah, it comes from the pillar.
From the pillar.
So we have to swim upstream.
I mean, so things are opposite.
Take the blood rail.
I'll allow it. And Silianza also offers a blessing that you can use once to score an automatic hit. What she says is, take with you my blessing that whatever you will be done, but only once.
It's dangerous to go alone. Take this.
Yes, and she is a blue glowing fairy fluttering around you.
Hey, listen.
Do you want me to show you the way to the High Mound?
Yes.
Okay. So we set off for the High Mound?
We do.
I accept the mission.
All right, so you guys reach the High Mound, and as you reach the High Mound, you can see that there are three spiritual beings here, and you can tell they're spiritual because you're in the land of the dead. The other thing that gives it away is that none of the three have heads, and each of them has a very large weapon stuck through their backs. That sticks out the front.
It's the Cliffs of Insanity. They're all named Cliff. They're all
named Cliff. So Cliff number one has a spear sticking out of his chest with a helmet hanging on the front of the spear. Cliff number two has a very large sword sticking out of his back, like he was run through, stabbed in the back. And number three has just a dagger sticking out of the middle of his back. And so the first two have helmets hanging from the front, and the third one, the helmet is sitting in front of him on the horse.
That could be a crossbow bolt or an arrow.
Yeah, that works. As you guys approach the High Mound, the three Scions kind of spin their horses around and see you, and they all...
Do we have any weapons?
I am a weapon.
No, we do once we pull them out of these guys.
I am a weapon as well.
Yes, you have a weapon if you want
to. Okay, all right.
Have you been carrying a weapon?
Not
yes. Okay, you have a weapon.
All right.
I have my claws in my teeth.
You have your claws in your teeth. So the three Scions point to you, and they charge.
Cool. I'm going to step up.
To the microphone.
Do you want to decide among the four of you who's going to go first?
I will go first.
But I really wanted to entertain these angels. I wanted them to take me to their leader.
Crichton's just hungry. He wants some breakfast.
Did your brain stop waving?
I was going to trip up the horses. being a rope and all.
Well, being a rock and all, I was going to try and shield you all, but okay.
To stop these guys, I'm pretty sure we have to remove the weapons.
Do we have this time to talk?
No.
We're
deciding who goes first.
Everything goes very quickly.
Time is a construct of the mortal realm.
Time is
these horses realm. Move along with that construct. Who goes first? Roll body.
To start, who goes first?
Target number 4.
I get.
I failed.
I got 2 5s.
I got a five and a six.
All right, whoever rolled highest goes first. So we did.
Just Jordan, Jeremy, Johnny.
Oh, Ellie, where are you to break up all of these J names?
What am I, chop liver?
You're not playing.
All right, so we got. It's gonna go Cinch, Jasper, Pride, and Graham. All right, so Cinch, you said you're going to trip them?
Yes.
All right, go ahead and roll body.
I'm going to stretch out in front of the horses to trip them all up.
Oh my gosh.
2 successes. Okay, so that is success with a boon. Would you like to take advantage on your next roll or take a second hit?
I will take a second hit.
All right, so you're actually able to successfully trip 2 of them. One of them veers out of the way, but is no longer charging the group. What do you do after tripping the first 2?
Reach up and sling around the one that veered away and pull them off of the horse.
Okay. Yes. The scion has now been knocked off of his horse for now. All right, Jasper?
Well, I was thinking about trying to pull up some rock casing around the individuals to hold them in place.
Any specific of the individuals? One of the scions is off of his horse to your left. The other 2 horses were tripped, and so they got knocked off of their horses. They are more or less directly in front of you.
The 2 that are directly in front of me.
Okay.
So do I just spend a spirit point for that?
Because you're trying to then shape it around them, I would spend a spirit. Does it say anything about those rocks can attack or cannot attack?
Nope, just says that they must always touch the ground. You can make them move anywhere, but they must always touch the ground or each other.
Okay, so I would spend your spirit to call them and roll heart to shape the rocks.
Okay. Target number?
5.
Nope. But I have summoned the rocks to make things more difficult.
Okay. So the ground is definitely treacherous. There are definitely rocks all over there.
So that
was. Did you mark a skill?
Skill has been marked.
Crichton.
Crichton is going to do a move. He's going to utilize one of the smaller rocks that have been unearthed. Basically, he's going to reach with his tail, grab one of the rocks, do a flip as he's throwing one of the rocks, and landing, unsheathing his knife.
Pretty slick.
Yeah.
Can you roll me body?
Target.
5.
5.
I assume all targets are 5 unless stated otherwise.
I got one.
Nice. I mean... Right, so
oh no!
You marked the wrong thing.
Oh, yes, spirit.
You're so used to marking skill.
Yeah, I'm so used to marking skill.
So as the rock comes hurtling towards the scion takes it in the shoulder and it knocks him back a couple steps. On to Graham.
Okay, what am I looking at?
So you have 2 scions in front of you, and one that just got hit by a rock. And a scion to your right that has been removed from his horse. All 3 of them are off their horses. The scion to the right is kind of laying on the ground.
Which, the ones in front of me, which ones are they? It was sword and spear?
Yeah, sword and spear.
Okay.
Poor dagger. Left out all alone.
Are they facing towards me?
Yes, they're facing at your group.
Okay. I want to charge the spear scion.
Okay.
And pounce while I'm knocking him to the ground, trying to push the spear further through his body.
Roll body.
Make sure you don't get stabbed with it.
1 success.
Okay. So as the scion falls, the spear sticks into the ground. Butt of the spear.
Yeah, it pushes up further.
The point of the spear sticks further up, barely missing your face as it comes.
That was my goal.
Yeah. So back to Cinch, and as you recoil from knocking the 3rd scion off of his horse, he kind of reaches out and tries to grab you.
Okay. I was going to let him grab me and then bind him up and keep him from being able to do anything.
Okay.
One success. One more spirit and I got eight.
Spirit doesn't do anything.
Yeah, one. Two more shadow and I become corrupted.
Nice. As you bind up the scion, you can feel the spirit inside of the scion's body start to struggle. And out from between your coils, a dark ultraviolet light explodes and the body goes limp. And you feel imaginary flames all over your body, your ropey body.
Well, that's terrifying.
Mark one shadow and one emotional condition.
Does it go down one side and then the other?
No. So there's emotional and physical conditions. So these are emotional conditions?
Okay.
These are your physical conditions.
Okay. They don't clarify that on the page at all?
Yeah, it would be nice to see. So how it works is if you get hit by a rock, it'll be a physical condition. If you are attacked mentally, whether you're facing fears or someone is taunting you, you know, it'll be emotional conditions.
Okay.
All right, so the other two scions, as the first scion starts to explode, the other two scions scream in anger and lash out at whoever is closest to them, one of them being Graham and the other one being Crichton. So when it comes up to you guys. So Jasper, what you see is Graham is on top of one of the scions. The scion has the big spear sticking out of his chest. The scion is attempting to punch Graham, and the other scion is bearing down on Crichton.
I think I'm going to take the one that is bearing down on Crichton, and I am going to... Can I smack it?
You can smack away.
I'm going to go ahead and smack with my big old rock-sized...
Your good strong hands.
My good strong rocky fist. Is this dagger boy?
No, this is sword. No,
this is sword.
Sword boy?
Yeah.
So spear is...
On the ground punching me.
And then sword is the one who's charging down on you. Dagger's dead.
Dagger's dead?
Your dagger's dead.
Dagger?
It exploded inside your wrapped coils.
Yes.
How did I kill him?
Your good strong coils.
You just wrapped him to death.
I didn't think it would be that easy.
Okay.
Would it be too much? I guess this depends on how many successes I get. But would it be too much to try and pull the sword out of his chest when I smack him?
I would say... Reaching and grabbing the sword would be one success. If you get it with a boon, I would say you could pull it out.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and smack him and try and grab the sword.
All right, roll body.
I got a six. One spear.
Okay, so yeah, you grab a hold of the sword as he is attempting to attack Crichton.
Okay. I grab a hold of the sword and I just kind of try and redirect him.
Okay.
Keep him from jumping on Crichton.
On to Crichton.
All right, so I got sword guy bearing down on me,
mm-hmm.
spear guy is on the ground, mm-hmm. and the dagger guy is dead exploded. Completely. Do we see any of this spirit thing going on, or is
yeah? I think where you guys are all positioned, you can definitely see this big burst of ultraviolet light. You hear an emotional cry. You can definitely see that the whole rope thing is kind of it's not struggling.
Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking of how to do something that's going to involve the weapons as well. This is one I can think of the easiest. So I'm going to go for the one that is with the spear.
Okay.
On the ground. He's going to sort of dive forward, launch forward. As he does that, he sort of releases the knife. And as he's diving past, his tail is going to whip, grab the knife. So he's diving to grab the spear with his hands, and then the knife is whipping to strike.
Hit his legs? Because I'm on top of him.
Yeah, there's a big wolf on top of the dude's chest, stomach area. And he has no head.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting that, too.
Yeah, wait, no. The head for that one would be on the end of the spear.
Yes.
Yeah, so he's going to grab the shaft of the spear, and then the other is going to whip up towards to hit the head.
Okay. Go ahead and roll body. And how it will work is the same thing. One success
is does to
grab the spear. The second success.
One success. You grab the spear.
So as you grab the spear, the scion reaches up and kind of grabs a hold of the spear as well, trying to keep it steady. So he's no longer trying to punch Graham.
Okay.
Onto Graham.
And I bite his hands that are holding the spear into himself.
Okay.
Two successes.
Are you going to take the second success as a hit or as a boon for later?
Well, I'll take it as a second hit.
Okay, so as you bite and rip off his hand, what sound does it make?
It's almost a cracking sound, but it's more haunted.
Okay, the scion there has lost his hand. So we are back to Cinch. Again, the body that you wrapped is actually falling into dust. And the other two scions, one now missing a hand with a spear sticking through him, and the other one has a sword that is grabbed a hold of by Jasper.
What happened to the dagger that was in this one's back?
It has disappeared as well.
What about the horses? What are they doing?
The horses are actually just standing off to the side at this point. They are
well-trained war horses.
Yep.
I'm going to wrap around the handle that Jasper is holding onto and start pulling the sword out.
With our powers combined.
Okay. That's a body roll. And since it's already kind of being controlled, I think that one success would be able to
remove it.
I got two successes.
Okay.
And, is that
and that gives me corruption. I march shadow 8 times.
Okay. When you fill up your corruption up to 8, you get to select a corruption ability. And the way it works... Yeah, some of them are pretty powerful. Something to be aware of is that if you fill up your shadow track 3 times, your character is forfeit. He becomes a servant of the void.
Yeah, because some of these say mark permanent. Permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The other side of it is that if we were doing a longer campaign, as you also fill up your corruption, the void would have more influence over you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to do the...
Yes, he's taking to it. So remove the sword from the...
The fell remaking.
Okay. As you reach out and you grab a hold of the sword and it rips out of his side, again, there's that flash of ultraviolet light from the scion as his spirit explodes from...
I would have thought our rope would have been the best fighter.
From the body of the scion as the scion starts to crumble.
Is he really the best fighter or just always getting the final hit?
And again, Jeff and Jordan, both of you, mark another emotional...
I am now rattled. It's minus 1 to my rolls.
I'm just afraid.
As well as a shadow.
A shadow.
Erase mark another, your shadows.
Oh yeah, erase all 8 of your shadows and you'll...
Unless it says it's mark 1 permanent.
No, it says mark 2 permanent.
Oh, but that's only when you use it, though.
Yeah, it's if you use that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got you.
Jordan, you can smell the lava as it is rising over you emotionally, but it's pretty realistic in your mind. And then, Jeff, you start getting these mental images of mice coming out of the scion's body as it disintegrates.
Swarming all over you.
Could be worse.
To Jasper.
So two are down.
Two are gone.
Yep.
How far away is the third?
Not very far. He's 10 feet.
I'm going to go ahead and go over to him Hulk Smash.
Well, we're both on top of him.
I like Hulk Smashing my friends. I'll pull out the spear.
Okay. The spear is already pretty well controlled by two other people.
Crichton is actually on the spear. So, like, he grabbed it, and you know he's grabbing it with his hands, and he's got his feet bracing, so he's like on the spear.
So I only need like 1 success, it sounds like.
Yes. So, yep, roll body.
5.
Got it. Just 1?
Just 1.
Okay. Describe what it looks like as you lift this spear with Crichton on top of it. And one head on top, like holding onto it as well. Or one hand holding onto it.
And the head on top.
Head on top.
Is it free of the body now?
Yes, it is free of the body.
So I lift it up in the air.
Oh no.
Heights and wide open spaces, you're dealing with.
Right in flaps like a flag in the wind.
Because you're 12 feet and you're holding it above your head.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that this spear is at least as tall as I am.
Up here, like 6 foot.
6 foot, yeah.
So you're a good 18 feet up in the air. I'm imagining that not just the life force of this creature, but the entire energy that's holding this void realm together is being channeled through this spear.
You are not in a void realm. You're just in, like, the afterlife.
We're in another realm.
Yeah. These scions are intruders in this realm as well.
Does it blow up?
No. It's still going.
Can we see the monument on this side?
You can.
I strip pride in from the spear. I throw it at the monument.
On your next turn.
What's the body doing?
The body is now free of the spear, trying to push you off. Because now you're the only obstacle.
Okay.
So, Crichton, how are you dealing with this?
I went down. So I'm still hanging on to the spear. Is any part, like, is the body larger than the wolf that's on top? So anything?
Yeah, there's legs sticking out and a little bit of the chest, the upper torso.
Okay. From the height, Crichton is going to reach, grab the knife out of his grip of his tail, and just dive down as he lets go of the spear to just plunge his knife.
Okay.
Into the chest.
Roll body with disadvantage. So remove one die because of the height.
Because of the height. Yep.
You're welcome.
Hey!
But you get a shadow.
Yeah.
It's your first shadow.
Yeah, that's my first shadow.
That's your first shadow.
Yes.
I made all the way to corruption.
I know. I just got one. So
as
the imp. The imp.
Yeah, I know. Ask him. As you land knife point down into the chest of the scion, all of you feel a metaphysical thump as ultraviolet light bursts out of the body and the body starts to crumble into dust. And Johnny and Jeremy take a mental condition and a shadow.
Hey!
Johnny, you distinctly remember the face of the human that killed you in your previous life as it floats in front of you. Crichton, you just dealt with heights and open spaces, and so you're still pretty rattled from those fears.
You feel like you're still falling.
Ooh, I like that.
Your afterlife is falling for eternity.
As the last scion starts to fade away, you guys start to feel a sucking sensation in, like, the lower parts of your spine.
Is it spinal cord?
The three of you, the lower parts of your spine, you, the lower part of yourself. As the spirit realm around you starts getting darker, you all open your eyes or can suddenly see again if you have no eyes. And you are back in your bodies with Aura standing over you. You no longer look like the nice new rope that you used to look like. As you look at yourself, your ends are severely frayed. You look like a well-used rope. You have several scars and some patches. Mm-hmm. You are definitely looking not so bright and shiny anymore. Also, you are now being haunted by a vengeful spirit that follows you everywhere you go for the rest of your life.
No. Just him?
Just him.
Oh, because any character got corruption?
The character with the most shadow marked at the end of this story is haunted by a troublesome ghost that only they can see and hear.
Yeah, okay.
And Aura greets you and says, "The spirits tell me it was a success. Do you feel as if it was a success?"
I feel rattled.
You look rattled. You definitely look like you've been through some business.
Is this to everybody?
Oh, the additional question. Do you feel like you succeeded? Was to everybody.
Yeah, so Crichton, he was laying on his back. I mean, he flips over and is like grasping at the ground. Like, breathing heavy.
I believe we destroyed the entities.
A great, great blow was dealt against the void here today. I will make sure to spread the word of the assistance that you all played for the light today. I'm sure there will be many, many more challenges in this current age, and hopefully you four will answer the call again.
If we can, we will.
And with that, Aura packs up her things and starts heading off into the sunrise. And that's a wrap.
Yay! Well done.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.